Cornwall's longest running and most prolific touring theatre company, Miracle Theatre, is on tour with an electrifying new summer production. And this summer, they're coming to our part of the world, to Dorset, for 3 nights. It's in collaboration with ArtsReach, the county's touring arts charity. Well, you can prepare for belly laughs, heartache, gloriously outrageous characters, and a contemporary twist of Twelfth Night, which proves that it's the hearts, not parts, that truly matter. I'm very pleased to say that Sally Crooks, who's the co-artistic director of Miracle Theatre, is joining us on the programme now to look ahead to this wonderful production. Sally, welcome to Community Connections.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about this production in more detail, tell us a little about Miracle Theatre. You've been going for many years, haven't you?
Yes. I mean, longer than I've actually been alive, Andrew. Only just. Miracle's been going. I think we're on over 46 years now of making touring theatre that primarily tours to rural venues, outdoors and indoors. So we tour through village halls and lots of village greens and gardens and car parks and wherever we can pop up. We like to bring theatre right to the heart of communities so that people can access it really easily.
Obviously, you're coming to Dorset. You're generally based down in Cornwall. Do you spread your wings far and wide then as a theatre company?
We do, mostly southwest. I think Dorset is the most, for us, northern place we're going. And actually, I used to tour with the company as an actor years ago, and Dorset is such a highlight of the tour. We've been coming there for many, many years and have such great relationships with the people in Dorset and the communities. I just saw we're coming to Kimmeridge Bay, and I have such fond memories of Kimmeridge Bay.
Sally, you've been involved, as you say, with the organisation for many years. When did you start?
I actually started I did my work experience with Miracle when I was 14. And I think when I was about 16, I was definitely just leaving school. I used to tour with the company as like a touring stage manager. Back in those days, you know, that job was kind of, I didn't really even know what a stage manager was, but it just helped set up and press go on the sound cues and set up the lights and sell programs. And yeah, it's an amazing, lovely family that we've, you know, just all of my best friends I've known from Miracle. It's a really nice small community.
Groups like this are so important, not only for bringing on a new generation of talent, but also bringing communities together.
Absolutely. I think particularly kind of post, I know everyone dare say COVID, but we really experienced a slow return to theatre in this way. And I think this summer we're like packing houses out and it's great and people are just, but you know, we've had a real starvation of communities coming together, laughing together, you know, people getting together to do a raffle or whatever they want to do to bring together their community, raise funds or raise awareness, but also just to have a nice evening together under the stars and celebrate their outdoor spaces and each other, really. We couldn't do it without the communities, and we couldn't do it without the volunteers that turn up. It just wouldn't be sustainable, and we're so grateful to all of the people that really put a lot of work in to make these shows happen.
Let's go on to talk about the show that you are putting on. It's being played in Ibberton, in Kimmeridge Bay and Sanford Orcus between the 31st of July and the 2nd of August. Have you been down this way before with a previous production?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Kimmeridge Bay many times, and I think we always come to Kimmeridge Bay most summers. Stamford Orcus, yes. I don't know. I think Ibberton is a regular, but I in my head I can't call it up at the moment. But I remember back in the day, I don't know how it works now, but in Kimmeridge Bay we used to stack like loads of hay bales up really high, and everyone used to the audience used to sit really high on the hay bales. I don't know if that's still happening.
I'm sure health and safety have probably got involved on that one by now.
I was going to say that, but it did. I always remember, yeah. So we're bringing Twelfth Night this summer.
And it's a slightly different production of Twelfth Night, isn't it, I think?
It is slightly. We have reworked some of the characters' stories, particularly the endings. We've taken a lot of the kind of oldie English out. So Bill, who's adapted the play, is fantastic at really kind of making Shakespeare really accessible. We've been getting some lovely feedback from people who are quite anxious about watching Shakespeare in case they feel a bit alienated, or and they've been writing in to say how much they've enjoyed it and didn't feel at all kind of put off by the language. And we set it in a kind of, we call it Nunu contemporary world. It's not a contemporary world that is like as the world you know it, but it's our version of a contemporary world of, that these characters live in.
You're attracting audiences of all ages, aren't you? From children right up to the very old. It really isn't niche, it's for anyone.
Yeah, no, I would hope that it's right. I mean, I think we sort of say 7+. Obviously, there's still Shakespearean language in there, and sometimes that can work as a bit of a barrier to really young children. But it's a very visual and physical performance as well. So very colourful, and there's lots to keep everyone's attention. And we love it that lots of families come quite intergenerationally. We often have grandparents and children coming together, and that's really nice.
I suppose also bringing Shakespeare to new generations. I can remember when I was at school, we did Shakespeare. It was quite dry and very sort of ploddy. But if you can bring it and make it fun for a new generation, it's just that little hook that they may need.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of things like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, and you know where it's taken Shakespeare and just given it a whole new kind of punch. And I hope that yeah, it's quite fast paced, this show. I feel like it rattles on quite quickly. So yeah, I would hope that people would really be entertained by it. We're getting lots of great feedback.
Well, we certainly hope the weather holds. I mean, it's been absolutely
Yeah.
boiling down here for many, many weeks, and I guess that probably makes it more enjoyable as well.
Yeah. We have been, I mean, recently, as I'm sure the whole country is, but we have been a bit worried about heat stroke and stuff. But no, the cast are really good at looking after themselves. So, yeah, it has been boiling, absolutely boiling.
To the other extreme, I bet you've performed in some pretty bad weather as well, haven't you?
Yeah. We haven't done it this tour yet, but there's often like one show a tour where the audience and the cast all sort of look at each other and think, should we carry on? And of course, the audience will say, yeah, carry on. And they carry on. And that's that.
If they're prepared to sit there, the show must go on.
Absolutely.
12th Night, then, it's being performed by Miracle Theatre. It's at Ibberton, Kimmeridge Bay, and Sanford Orcus between the 31st of July and the 2nd of August. Sally, how can people find out more information and, most importantly, turn up?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you can come to our website, which is miracletheatre.co.uk, or I suspect you can also go to the ArtsReach website and find out about specifically the Dorset ones there. But yeah, we're throughout the summer we're touring to over 45 venues. So if people aren't in Dorset or they're coming down to Cornwall at any point and can't catch it, but while we're there, then do get in touch and come down and see it here.
The ArtsReach website is artsreach.co.uk, so fairly straightforward on that one as well. Sally, after this season, any plans for the future?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're sort of in negotiations. We're talking about it at the moment, so I can't really say anything yet. This winter, we are hoping to. I can tell you this. Yeah, this February, March, we want to take out a show that we made for locally for a Princess, the Princess Pavilion down here, which is quite a large venue. We made a show called Duffy and the Stiltskin, and we're hoping to remount it for a village hall tour for. The spring. So that's what we're working on at the moment. So I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Please do. That would be absolutely wonderful. Sally, can I wish you all the very best to you and the cast and crew? We mustn't forget the crew. They're just as equally important as the people on stage. Wish you the very best for that performance in
Thank
Ibberton,
you.
Kimmeridge Bay, and Sanford Orcus. Sally Crooks from Miracle Theatre, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care, Andrew.